Chapter 2. There was formerly the proud Gargya Balaki, an expositor of Veda. He said to Ajatashatru of Kashi, "Shall I tell you Brahman?" Ajatashatru said, "We give you 1,000 cows for that speech of yours, for people come running here saying, 'A second Janaka.'" Footnote: an earlier king famed for learning and generosity. End of footnote. "Our patron is here." Gargya began expounding. "The person in the sun? That I adore as Brahman." Ajatashatru said to him, "No, no, do not say this about him. I adore him verily as the supreme, the head of all beings, the king. Whoso adores him thus becomes supreme, the head of all beings, a king." Gargya said, "The person that is in the moon and in the mind, that I adore as Brahman." Ajatashatru said to him, "No, no, do not say this about him. I adore him verily as the great, clad in white raiment as Soma, the king. Whoso adores him thus, Soma is poured out and poured forth for him day by day, and his food does not fail." Gargya said, "The person that is in the lightning and in the heart, that I adore as Brahman." Ajatashatru said to him, "No, no, do not say this about him. I adore him verily as the luminous. Whoso adores him thus becomes luminous, and his offspring becomes luminous." Gargya said, "The person that is in the space and in the space of the heart, that I adore as Brahman." Ajatashatru said to him, "No, no, do not say this about him. I adore him as what is full and quiescent. Whoso adores him thus becomes filled with offspring and cattle, and his offspring does not cease from this world." Gargya said, "The person that is in the wind and in the breath, that I adore as Brahman." Ajatashatru said to him, "No, no, do not say this about him. I adore him as invincible Indra, as an unconquerable army. Whoso adores him thus becomes victorious, unconquerable, conquering his enemies." Gargya said, "That person that is in the fire and in the heart, that I adore as Brahman." Ajatashatru said to him, "No, no, do not say this about him. I adore him as powerful. Whoso adores him thus becomes powerful, and his offspring becomes powerful." Gargya said, "The person that is in water, in seed, and in the heart, that I adore as Brahman." Ajatashatru said to him, "No, no, do not say this about him. I adore him as reflection in water. Whoso adores him thus, to him comes what is a reflection of him. Not what is not so. What is born from him is like unto him." Gargya said, "The person that is in the mirror, that I adore as Brahman." Ajatashatru said to him, "No, no, do not say this about him. I adore him verily as the brilliant. Whoso adores him thus, he becomes brilliant. His offspring becomes brilliant. And with whomsoever he comes in contact, he outshines them." Gargya said, "The sound that follows a man while he moves, that I adore as Brahman." Ajatashatru said to him, "No, no, do not say this about him. I adore him verily as life. Whoso adores him thus, he reaches his full age in this world. Breath does not leave him before his time." Gargya said, "The person that is in the quarters of the compass, that I adore as Brahman." Ajatashatru said, "No, no, do not say this about him. I adore him verily as the second, who is inseparable from the one. Whoso adores him thus becomes possessed of a second. His company is not cut off from him." Gargya said, "The person that consists of the shadow, that I adore as Brahman. Ajatashatru said to him, No, no, do not say this about him. I adore him verily as death. Whoso adores him thus, he reaches his whole age in this world. Death does not approach him before his time. Gargiya said, The person that is in the body, self, that I adore as Brahman. Ajatashatru said to him, No, no, do not say this about him. I adore him verily as embodied. Whoso adores him thus becomes embodied, and his offspring becomes embodied. Then Gargiya became silent. Ajatashatru said, Is this all? This is all, he replied. Ajatashatru said, This does not suffice to know it, the true Brahman. Gargiya replied, Then let me come to you as a pupil. Ajatashatru said, Verily, it is unnatural that a priest should come to a nobleman for instruction about Brahman. However, I shall make you know him clearly. Thus saying, he took him by the hand and rose. And the two together came to a person who was asleep. He called him by these names. Thou, great one, clad in white raiment. Soma, king. He did not rise. Then rubbing him with his hand, he woke him, and he arose. Ajatashatru said, When this man was thus asleep, where was then the person, Purusha, the intelligent? And from whence did he thus come back? Gargiya did not know this. Ajatashatru said, When this man was thus asleep, then the intelligent person, Purusha, having through the intelligence of the senses, pranas, absorbed within himself all that intelligence, rested in the space which is in the heart. When he takes in these different kinds of intelligence, then it is said that the man sleeps. Then the breath is restrained, speech is restrained, the ear is restrained, the eye is restrained, the mind is restrained. But when he moves about in dream, then these are his worlds. He is, as it were, a great king. He is, as it were, a great Brahmana. He rises, as it were, and he falls. And as a great king might keep in his own subjects and move about according to his pleasure within his own domain, so does that person who is endowed with intelligence keep in the various senses, pranas, and move about according to his pleasure within his own body while dreaming. Next, when he is in profound sleep and knows nothing, there are the 72,000 arteries called Hita, which from the heart spread through the body. Through them he moves forth and rests in the surrounding body. And as a young man or a great king or a great Brahmana, having reached the summit of happiness, might rest, so does he then rest. As a spider spins thread out of itself, as sparks come forth from fire, so do all senses, all worlds, all divinities, all beings come forth from that self. This is the hidden meaning to be learnt from Upanishad. The Supreme Self is the reality of the real. Verily, the senses are real, and it is the reality of the real. There are two forms of Brahman, the formed and the formless, the mortal and the immortal, the moving and the unmoving, Sat, actual, and Tya, beyond, that is, Satya, true. Everything except air and space is formed, is mortal, is unmoving, is actual. The essence of that which is formed, which is mortal, which is unmoving, which is actual, is the sun that gives out heat, for he is the essence of the actual. But air and space are formless, are immortal, are moving, are beyond. The essence of that which is formless, which is immortal, which is moving, which is beyond, is the person in the disk of the sun, for he is the essence of the beyond. So far with regard to the divinities. Now with regard to the self. Everything except the breath and the space within the body is formed, is mortal, is unmoving, is actual. The essence of that which is formed, which is mortal, which is unmoving, which is actual, is the I, for it is the essence of the actual. But breath and the space within the body are formless, are immortal, are moving, are beyond. The essence of that which is formless, which is immortal, which is fluid, which is beyond, is the person in the right eye, for he is the essence of the beyond. And what is the appearance of that person? Like a saffron-colored raiment, like white wool, like cochineal, like the flame of fire, like the white lotus, like sudden lightning. He who knows this, his glory is like unto sudden lightning. Now follows the teaching of Brahman by no, no, for there is nothing else higher about Brahman than saying, it is not so, it is not so. Then comes the name, the reality of the real, the senses being real, and it, the Brahman, the reality of them. When Yajnavalkya was leaving the house, giving up his householder status to enter the renouncer state, he said to his one wife, Maitreyi, verily I am going away from our house into the forest. Forsooth, let me make a settlement between thee and Katyayani, my other wife. Maitreyi said, My lord, if this whole earth full of wealth belonged to me, tell me, should I be immortal by it? No, replied Yajnavalkya. Like the life of rich people will be thy life, but there is no hope of immortality by wealth. And Maitreyi said, What should I do with that by which I do not attain immortality? What my lord knoweth of immortality, tell that to me. Yajnavalkya replied, Thou who art truly dear to me, thou speakest dear words. Come, sit down. I will explain it to thee, and mark well what I say. And he said, Verily, a husband is not dear for the sake of the husband. A husband is dear for the sake of the Supreme Self. Verily, the wife is not dear for the sake of the wife. A wife is dear for the sake of the Supreme Self. Verily, sons are not dear for the sake of the sons. Sons are dear for the sake of the Supreme Self. Verily, wealth is not dear for the sake of wealth. Wealth is dear for the sake of the Supreme Self. Verily, the Brahmana class is not dear for the sake of the Brahmana class. The Brahmana class is dear for the sake of the Supreme Self. Verily, the princely class is not dear for the sake of the princely class. The princely class is dear for the sake of the Supreme Self. Verily, the worlds are not dear for the sake of the worlds. The worlds are dear for the sake of the Supreme Self. Verily, the divines are not dear for the sake of the divines. The divines are dear for the sake of the Supreme Self. Verily, living beings are not dear for the sake of the living beings. They are dear for the sake of the Supreme Self. Verily, nothing is dear for its sake. Everything is dear for the sake of the Supreme Self. Verily, the Supreme Self is to be seen, to be heard, to be thought on, to be meditated on, O Maitreyi. When we see, hear, think, and know the Supreme Self, then all this is known. Whosoever looks for the Brahmana class elsewhere than in the Supreme Self, is ignored by the Brahmana class. Whosoever looks for the princely class elsewhere than in the Supreme Self is ignored by the princely class. Whosoever looks for the worlds elsewhere than in the Supreme Self is ignored by the worlds. Whosoever looks for the divines elsewhere than in the Supreme Self is ignored by the divines. Whosoever looks for living beings elsewhere than in the Supreme Self is ignored by the living beings. Whosoever looks for anything else than in the Supreme Self is ignored by everything. This Brahmana class, this princely class, these worlds, these divines, these living beings, this everything, all this is that Supreme Self. Now, as the sounds of a drum, when beaten, cannot be seized externally by themselves, but the sound is seized when the drum is seized, or the beater of the drum. And as the sounds of a conch shell, when blown, cannot be seized externally by themselves, but the sound is seized when the shell is seized, or the blower of the shell. And as the sounds of a lute, when played, cannot be seized externally by themselves, but the sound is seized when the lute is seized, or the player of the lute. As clouds of smoke proceed by themselves out of a lighted fire kindled with damp fuel, thus, verily, O Maitreyi, has been breathed forth from this great being what we have as Rig Veda, Yajurveda, Sama Veda, Atharvangirasas, Itihasa, legends, Purana, cosmogonies, Vidya, knowledge, the Upanishads, verses, Sutras, prose rules, Anuvyakhyayanas, glosses, Vyakhyayanas, commentaries. From him alone all these were breathed forth. As all waters meet the sea, all sensations of touch meet the skin, all tastes meet the tongue, all smells meet the nose, all color meets the eye, all sounds meet the ear, all perceptions meet the mind, all knowledge meets the intellect, all actions meet the hands, all movements meet the feet, and all the Vedas meet in one place, speech. As a lump of salt, when thrown into water, gets dissolved into water and could not be picked out again. But wherever we taste the water, it is salt. Thus verily, O Maitreyi, so does this great being, endless, unlimited, consisting of nothing but knowledge, rise from out of these elements and vanish again in them. When he has departed, there is no more knowledge, I say, O Maitreyi. Thus spoke Yajnavalkya. Then Maitreyi said, Here thou hast bewildered me, sir, when thou sayest that having departed, there is no more knowledge. But Yajnavalkya replied, O Maitreyi, I say nothing that is bewildering. This is enough, O beloved, for now. For when there is, as it were, duality, then one sees the other, one smells the other, one hears the other, one salutes the other, one perceives the other, one knows the other. But when the Supreme Self only is all this, how should he smell another? How should he see another? How should he hear another? How should he salute another? How should he perceive another? How should he know another? How should he know him by whom he knows all this? How, O beloved, should he know himself, the knower? This earth is the honey, the effect of all beings, and all beings are the honey, the effect of this earth. Likewise is this luminous, immortal person in this earth, and that luminous, immortal person incorporated in the body. He indeed is the same as that Supreme Self, that immortal, that Brahman, that all. This water is the honey of all beings, and all beings are the honey of this water. Likewise is this luminous, immortal person in this water, and that luminous, immortal person existing as seed in the body. He indeed is the same as that Supreme Self, that immortal, that Brahman, that all. This fire is the honey of all beings, and all beings are the honey of this fire. Likewise is this luminous immortal person in this fire, and that luminous immortal person existing as speech in the body. He indeed is the same as that Supreme Self, that immortal, that Brahman, that all. This air is the honey of all beings, and all beings are the honey of this air. Likewise is this luminous, immortal person in this air, and that luminous, immortal person existing as breath in the body. He indeed is the same as that Supreme Self, that immortal, that Brahman, that all. This sun is the honey of all beings, and all beings are the honey of this sun. Likewise is this luminous, immortal person in this sun, and that luminous, immortal person existing as the eye in the body. He indeed is the same as that Supreme Self, that immortal, that Brahman, that all. These quarters are the honey of all beings, and all beings are the honey of these quarters. Likewise is this luminous, immortal person in this space, and that luminous, immortal person existing as the ear in the body. He indeed is the same as that Supreme Self, that immortal, that Brahman, that all. This moon is the honey of all beings, and all beings are the honey of this moon. Likewise is this luminous, immortal person in this moon, and that luminous, immortal person existing as mind in the body. He indeed is the same as that Supreme Self, that immortal, that Brahman, that all. This lightning is the honey of all beings, and all beings are the honey of this lightning. Likewise is this luminous, immortal person in this lightning, and that luminous, immortal person existing as light in the body. He indeed is the same as that Supreme Self, that immortal, that Brahman, that all. This thunder is the honey of all beings, and all beings are the honey of this thunder. Likewise is this luminous, immortal person in this thunder, and that luminous, immortal person existing as sound and voice in the body. He indeed is the same as that Supreme Self, that immortal, that Brahman, that all. This space is the honey of all beings, and all beings are the honey of this space. Likewise is this luminous, immortal person in this space, and that luminous, immortal person existing as heart space in the body. He indeed is the same as that Supreme Self, that immortal, that Brahman, that all. This cosmic law is the honey of all beings, and all beings are the honey of this law. Likewise is this luminous, immortal person in this law, and that luminous, immortal person existing as law in the body. He indeed is the same as that Supreme Self, that immortal, that Brahman, that all. This truth, Satyam, is the honey of all beings, and all beings are the honey of this truth. Likewise is this luminous, immortal person in this truth, and that luminous, immortal person existing as truth in the body. He indeed is the same as that Supreme Self, that immortal, that Brahman, that all. This mankind is the honey of all beings, and all beings are the honey of this mankind. Likewise is this luminous, immortal person in this mankind. And that luminous, immortal person existing as man in the body. He indeed is the same as that Supreme Self, that immortal, that Brahman, that all. This Supreme Self is the honey of all beings, and all beings are the honey of this Supreme Self. Likewise is this luminous immortal person in this Supreme Self, and that luminous immortal person, the Supreme Self. He indeed is the same as that Supreme Self, that immortal, that Brahman, that all. Verily, this Supreme Self is the ruler of all beings. As all spokes are contained in the axle and in the felly of a wheel, all beings, all divines, all worlds, all vital powers, and all those individual selves are contained in that Supreme Self. Knowing this, did a seer proclaim, "He, the Lord, became like unto every form." And this is meant to reveal the true form of Him, the Atman. Indra, the Lord, appears multiform through the uncanny powers, Mayas, for His horses, senses, are yoked, 110. This Self, Atman, is the horses. This Self is the 10, and the thousands, many and endless. This is the Brahman, without cause and without effect, without anything inside or outside. This Self is Brahman, all-pervading and all-knowing. This is the teaching of the Upanishad.